Okay, morning, good afternoon. We're holding here in Perek Kaf Aleph. So he's speaking here about Moshe Rabbeinu and why Moshe Rabbeinu is the Nos Natoyer B'Dafka. He's Bar Lecha, Ki Roi Shati Nos Natoyer De Echad Shu Miyuchad V'Nivdom Al HaKlal. So the klal is that anyone who is the chetimtza for something needs to be somewhat of their type. So if somebody is a chetimtza for Torah, there needs to be something about his person that is a chetimtza for Torah. So is baruch hashem atzer the echad shum yuchad v'nivdom haklal. It has to be someone whose description is a nivdol. Somebody who himself is above that metzias, he is beyond the physical metzias, and that would be Moshe Rabbeinu. V'dovazem adregas ha-teir sheish ha-teir madregal yon mechedes, atse ishtativ lo dova. Since Torah is not of the same as anything else in the world, the person who's giving Torah should be of the same. L'kach roi t'rednot ha-teir de misho im yuchat madregim kol bay olam hu Moshe. V'af ki ha-teir y teir el ha-klal. So even though the Torah is meant for the klal, but nidnai de Moshe, for inyan hu ki Moshe inyan benefesh ha'adam, asha leiv mekabla chiyas ma'anosach shivusoy, v'shleach ha'chiyas ha'cholei varim, v'yem cholei v'yev ha'chiyas v'fne atzmai. So here he's giving Be'etzem a shtickl understanding of why you need to have a klal, why you need to have something like that. So just like the mashal, the heart, what's miyachid the heart, the Gabi, the sending the blood to all the Ivarim, is that the heart does not have anything specific like the liver, like the kidneys, like the lungs. The heart is koilo every type of dam. It's koilo every other organs and needs and so on. And the heart could be the one that's koilo all of it. And b'meila, that's the type of person you need to have over here. So the Moshe and Klai Yisrael, you have different people with a different yichud. And each one has his own particular angle. That's wonderful. He can't be the shliach. He can't be the one that all of Klaus is yonik from. In other words, the one that all of Klaus is yonik from, Torah, needs to be somebody who is above everybody, and he includes everybody. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Mashon peik baser makis tayg mitzvah nemlo Moshe misina shene matar tzivul Moshe Torah b'matir tarya. Anoichi v'loyem piagvura shemanu ad kan. V'yikshu chalom esham anoichi v'lechom piagvura. So why take did they hear it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, v'dovazeh bevarid roish yekach, ki v'dibur anoichi hu shekiblu Hashem Yisbarach laloikai, v'chein loyilach ha-shilohim elai azulas Hashem Yisbarach, So here he adds a knetch that you couldn't have a noichi being given to Moshe Rabbeinu, because even Moshe Rabbeinu is still a yachid. And the mitzias of a noichi is not given to a yachid. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Hashem Elokim is true when you're talking about Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a miyachid shman Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being the Malchus Yisbarach is chal on Klal Yisrael. And therefore that sivui is emes when told to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, it could only be that. It's not a mitzvah on a yochid. In other words, the truth, when the Torah says, it's true for every yochid. The chalois of the mitzvah is person to person. Ruvein needs to have tefillin, Shimon needs to have tefillin, Levi needs to have tefillin. The essence of that mitzvah is true in Klal Yisrael.
Because
And so he adds a knetcha. Why? And this knetcha affects something before also. The Maral says the primary mitzvah of Anoich Hashem Elokecha is not a statement of fact that Hashem exists, but that Hashem is the Melech. Not just by the words of it, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So the mitzvah of Anochi and Lo Yeh is the Kabbalah's oil, the Kabbalah on oneself of everything that is generated by that statement. And since that's Shayach only be'etzem to Klal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is something that applies to a Klal only. A one-to-one ratio is not a Malchus. The Mela, it had to be given to everybody. I want to add another point here that he makes that's interesting. He says the reason why you can't have shnius, why Kadosh Baruch Hu is one, in other words, why we have to affirm Kadosh Baruch Hu is one, is because it's not so much as it's a stira to the etzim. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah, when the Rambam speaks about how we know Hashem is echad, the Rambam builds it from the knowledge, from the understanding that Kadosh Baruch Hu has no guf. To the Rambam, echad is synonymous as not having a guf. A person who believes in shnias must believe in some sort of guf, because there's no way to say there are two. It's just like a person can't say there are two justices in the world. There are two kindnesses in the world. Kindness is a musig, and unless you can describe to me where one kindness ends and the other kindness starts, I can't make a statement of two of them. To any time, the minute I say two, I must give a definition to each one, and that automatically is a goof of some sort. It's a being with boundaries and limitations. The Maral says that's not anoch leilcha in terms of shnius. It's not that the Rambam is not right, but the mitzvah and the chiv to be mekabled all malchus shemayim here, the stira lies in the inyan of Kabbalah's oil. If I say there are two, then neither of the two is mechayev me any type of shibud. I can choose. I choose if I want to be shaykh to am aleph or am beis. I want melech aleph, melech beis. There's no hechreach of Kabbalah's olmar shemayim. I want to add one more knetcha over here. I hesitate a bit because it's very worn out and hackneyed, but tachlis, it's emes. There's a lot of from the Bala Musa that Yom Neroyim, the Kelim used to post that Ein Melech Blei Am, and Am has to be Be'achtos, and Memela, that's the only way you can have Malchus Shemayim, so to be Mitzchazik Mirom Chaveiroi and Achtos and so on. That was a Kelma Nusach that they would post up and so on. Now, let's translate it in a little bit different language. If I am a Kabbal on myself, Mitzvah Tefillin, B'chol Mo'idi, B'chol Avavi, Mamish, I'm Dovik Mitzvah Tefillin. I don't really care if Yankel is putting on Tefillin or Baruch is putting on Tefillin or whoever. There's nothing missing in Mitzvah Tefillin. It's missing about Chaveiroi, but the mitzvah tefillin is a personal mitzvah me and Rebbein Shalom. If I do it right, I have totally fulfilled the mitzvah. It's me and Rebbein Shalom, and that's it. Loikein, when I'm talking about something like Anoichi and Loya, where the mitzvah is to be mekabel ol malchus, to be mekabel ol malchus needs to have an umma. And which means I need to admit bechreach. This is a mitzvah that I can only be mekayim if Reuven's mekayim also and Shimon's mekayim and Levi. And even if I don't particularly like Reuven's take on things, and I think Reuven's wrong, if he's nichlal in Yisrael, my avodah is not shalom without his avodah. A bechreach. There is no such thing as a kabbalas, a personal kabbalas lemach shemaim. Kabbalas lemach shemaim is with a tzibur. Okay, then he says, "V'davah zein roy lemalas atir v'adigasa kim shetinos atir moishayin al shalom." V'kom navi yisol k'moishayin. So Torah had to be given through Moshe, who was unique. In other words, the musig of something unique has to be given by someone who is unique. The person who presents it to me has to. So just like any type of presentation. So if I want to get an art lesson, a good art lesson, I need to go somebody who's artistic, and somebody who's a good scientist, somebody who's be'etzem scientific. The musig of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's echod has to come through somebody like that. It's by its nature. The Maral says this in he speaks in the Mishnah Chagiga that Ein Dorshin Barayas the Prophet Shleisha, Yes Shleisha, and so on. He explains that the hechetimtza for Torah has to be of the same nature as Torah. In other words, things need to be of the same. The way it's presented, it has to be close to the flavor of the thing itself. A person who presents something b'kedusha, a Torah, so the presentation has to be b'yir, b'resim, b'zeh, and so on. Okay, now he's going to explain what does it mean by Bilam, that lekom, you know, it says that Bilam was like Moshe, so lechur that's a stereotype. Moshe spoke pel peh, Moshe spoke panim al panim, Moshe spoke oimed. Bilam oyedabi neifel gloy nayim, Bilam hoyedeh machakash brachos ledabi moy, Shem hoyedeh das alye Moshe tabach shal melech, sheyedeh amelech kar kufal shulchanoi, Bilam hoyedeh mimedabi moy, Hashem achse shaki yechse, Bilam hoyedabi moy kol shoh, So that's the lashon of the Sifri. So Moshe was not. That can't be. So this is. We'll explain in a minute. He amongst Nevuas Umas Ha'olam is parallel to Moshe and Klal Yisrael. Dakeda says this also. He gives a mashal, Dakeda, if I remember correctly. It says Melech Behemis is a shur, Melech Bechayis is a ri. So it doesn't mean that he's a king by human standards. It means the equivalent of a king by people is a shur by behema, is an ari by chayas. So the equivalent of a master navi in Klal Yisrael, like Moshe, is Bilam amongst the Masolam, but not that in absolute terms they're equal. And that's what he says more or less. So it uses the word vayikar. In other words, what he's trying to say is that it's not the pshat, vayikar mikra doesn't mean the appointments were infrequent. It's not just a reflection of how often HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke and how many invitations he sent out to please come. It's a quality of nevuah. It's just like when I told somebody, I saw him coming and I used the opportunity and I grabbed a word with him. It's not only that type of language is not only describing the time frame and what I was doing, what I wasn't doing. It's a description of the quality of the nevuah. It's a description of what a person was. It's a description of what the person was. Conversation is like. V'nevuah b'tumah. Av Hashem Sbarach Kodesh Zorach Kedoshim. Nevuah Masayla Mekabel Madibur. Afim Him Tmeim. Ve'itzak Dush. They don't need Dush or Tairo. If I can give a mashal for it, there's a behemah head that's not Mekabel Tumah, because his metzias is mufka from Maila, and the Maila Kedusha and Tumah are one and the same for them. Moshul mishmashem and adina zov and a makpid afim leifla ashpa ki ein kavanosak lashman and adina. If somebody decides to chuck out a dinner zohav, if he's getting rid of it, so he doesn't care where. Kach Hashem zbach in a chofetz kashnav in a vus oilem akshay zidiv bimenu, yover mekabel af betumah. There's a very interesting moshul that he uses for dinner zohav. Usually a person, when he has a dinner zohav, does want it to go somewhere. His main hadgosh in this moshul is that he's mashlich. If the person, let's say a person has money that he's not allowed to have, and he sees the customs or whoever it is coming, he throws it out. The throwing it out is he doesn't care where it goes there, because it shouldn't be by him. Here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to send the dibur, and b'meila, it doesn't make a difference where, you know, to him, who's the makabel. Akram Dabin Nevi Yisrael Nisiachet Imar Dibur. Vizeh Ika Dibur Yisbar Shem Edabba Hu Yisbar Ha Nevi Yisrael Imar Dibur. I want to add a point. I just explain it a little bit. I think this is what he means, but let's try to give it a little bit of a different beer. It says that every Dibur to Moshe had a Kriya. Let's understand a little bit the difference. Imagine a person needs something, so he walks into a room and he says, "Could anybody get me a cup of coffee, please? Could somebody get me a cup of coffee?" Now, in that type of sentence, What I'm saying is, I want a cup of coffee. The person is really irrelevant. When I say, you know, it's I need somebody to walk me down to the coffee shop. I will get a cup of coffee for that person also. But the main thing is, I need is somebody to help me walk down to the coffee shop. When I say, Yankel, would you like me out for a cup of coffee? I want to be close with Yankel. I just I need a hechet timtze for it. So in the same sentence, when I say, could somebody help me? I need help getting down to the coffee shop. I don't want to go alone. So the person is a hechet timtze, and it could be Reuven, it could be Shimon, it could be Levi. It doesn't make a difference to me. I just have, as long as I have somebody help me get down there. The second one, the person is the ikka, coffee is a hechet timtze. If there's no kriya, means Akash Baruch needs a message sent. Who's the person that can get the message? Of course, Bila. Okay, so you do it. But it's not a dibur to Bila. It's a package to be delivered to everybody else. So he's the UPS guy. He's the Uber guy who happened to come up. Masha'in king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls somebody, Vayikra Moshe, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Moshe. And the relationship he wants built along the world of Torah Mitzvahs. That's the difference between Vayikra and the Mela. Does it make a difference person's tummy or not? So if I'm taking an Uber ride somewhere, I really don't care much about the driver, as long as he gets me safely from point A to point B. He could be not dressed, he could be schlumpy, he could be whatever. I couldn't care less. But if I want to go with somebody for a trip, that, and the person is not presentable, it bothers me. So could the person be betum or not? Depends on if it's a vayikra kamatzif or not. So I can't say that the gavra is roya for the nevuah be'etzem. He's the roya, he could deliver it. So when I want to get my message across, he's a great messenger, but that's it. Because Mashadea Bilam and Avua, Mashadea Hakol Nimshach, Mashadea Bilam, Amaila Yenish Shilam Moshe. So, the Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah worked because of who Moshe was. Bilam's Nevuah worked almost ironically for what he was not. And let's see how he explains it. Vizeh, ki mashem dav Moshe panam upon him, shem Moshe oimin Hashem Yisbarach, hakol hu kiru v'dibuk imoy. U Bilam sheh loyhoi lezeh, moy la rich Hashem Yisbarach. Umashlo yodeh Moshe adibuk koyim sheboy la v'dibuk, וכי מה שלא ימדע בימו כל שושי יוצא, מה שלא יודע מי מדע בימו, נמשך על מילה סמיישה. שכל נבואה סמיישה נבואה ברורה, כמו שהוי הדיבו עם פנים על פנים, ופה על פה. So let's take another example. Imagine I want to send a message to Reuven, to Shimon, to Levi, to somebody. Now, there are two types of messages. One is, I want the person to be a tape recorder and just say over the words that I said. So even if he doesn't know the language, as long as he knows how to chazer the syllables and repeat them, I'm fine with it. He could be a tape recorder. So that mahalach is always available. That mahalach is something where it needs very little preparation from the gavra, because the gavra is an incidental to it. So just like the tape recorder, I can always turn on tape recorder and record whatever I want to record. This level of nevuah, that the mile of Bilam was because he himself as a person was not involved. If I want somebody to tell people the things with my tone of the voice, with my sense of things, convey my sense of things, and so on, he has to be ready for it because I want him involved, not just as a delivery man, you know, as a recorder. I want him involved as a gavra, and the mela it needs to have some achana. So shekol davar shezik gezbracha lekach lois nevuah sark nevuah bura ve'ein bira nevuah shabah nevuah la navi shekol davar shezik gezbracha in lechazor kisus sark the brachas ve'davar zeh nikra bira nevuah kasher yoytze dibur mepiv avo sheyeda dibur. It's a lack of birur, the fact that he could know the nevuah beforehand, because that means you can't know beforehand the exact words, exact phrases. You can have an idea about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to want from you. And so if your nevuah is just getting over what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants and nothing more than that, not the birur of having heard the exact words, then you could know it beforehand. In the world of Brirus, of Dvar Hashem is a darga, like it says, Dvar Hashem never comes back, never goes back. That level of Brirus, you need to hear from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and now a shaykh only to Moshe. Of a bill, it's just a matter of Rosh Hashem, Brirus, Epshad Has Dov Zeh, she can't call the Rosh Hashem. Vizeh Shehevi Moshe Min HaTabach, Vizeh, so the Moshe that he gives about the cook, he knows what's going to be on the table. So he says, the person working the kitchen knows what they're going to serve. The person who is coming as a guest does not know. It doesn't mean because the cook is more chashev, but we don't invite him in for a preview because he can only see it when it's perfect. His role in the food is when the food is perfect. So all of the different inyanim of the milus of Moshe of so-called Bilam over Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of comes mikoyach the chisaron shebedava. His madrega. Sort of two or three things pointed out over here are a There's no personal connection through his dibur. His dibur is kol kulai, the dibur of, he's like a UPS fellow. He also, it doesn't quite have the level of bir that it has when it becomes dibur. In other words, the nevuah gains as it goes down a madrega and becomes devar Hashem. When we talk about the Ribbono Shel Olam, we say, you know, Puma Liba Legalia, there's a b'china of a hanhaga that's called Liboy. That means it's a hanhaga that is still vague. Just like the ideas in a person's heart are vague, it's a person wants to buy a house. At that stage, what house, which house, it's not clear. When he formulates it and says, this is the house I want, that becomes a dava bar. That's dibur. In other words, when it goes from a vague feeling of I need a house to exactly the house he's buying, that's a person's machshava has now become dibur. Kavayachal by Ribbono Shel Olam, there's an hagra el yoina where things are still at a stage that it could become many things. Not chas v'shalom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know who he wants, but it means when there's a gili, there's sometimes a gili of an hagar where there's a vague idea that there's going to be toiv, there's going to be a problem. It has not been mezgala yet in a very specific way, and that means it has not become yet a b'china of a dibur bar. Sometimes even the dibur that comes down is not clear. So Moshe Rabbeinu's diburim were very clear, as opposed to a Navi when there was a lot of Moshe Melitza. And Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no Moshe Melitza. Moshe Rabbeinu's dibur was clear. As opposed to Bilam, who was Teufis Nevuah at an earlier stage. So that means he might have an earlier sense of the Nevuah, but the Nevuah that he senses is not a Nevuah brew or something. I want to add something interesting to this. The Rambam says that you have to believe in Nevuahs, in Mashiach, as saying in the Torah. That's part of the Chiyuv of believing. A person who's Kofer in Mashiach is Kofer not only in Torah Shebal Peh, in Torah Shebekzah. Where does it say Mashiach in the Torah? So the voice Bilam, you know, en of le'ata, and he brings the Chazal. It's one of the strangest. It's strange. It's not to call a person a kaifa. Because, I mean, those words could mean anything. So there are a dozen drashas on it. It's en of le'ata, you know, Dorah Kocha Miyakov. All of those are vague nevuas, and so, let's look at it. The only place Mashiach is mentioned is nevuas Bilam. I mean, hayitochen. What's the pshat in that? The answer of Pederach Maral is that we don't have Mashiach's nevuah, the nevuah of Mashiach Bibir, a tipach ruchin of the people who are mechashiv kitzin. Because Chashivas Kitzin means I'm trying to give it a definite Metzias, and it does not exist as a definite Metzias until it'll be Mizgala. So the Metzias of the Melech HaMashiach is not something that is a definite Gilui. That's the way it is. Its place is Nevuas Bilam as opposed to Nevuas Moshe. Nevuas Moshe, there's no such thing as Eren of Le'ata. It's that his Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah either was Borer or it was not. Bilam had Shaychus to Nevuahs that still haven't become clear and Metzias. Okay, Akapani, we'll hold it here. So next few weeks there won't be a Shir, and Yaakov will let you know when the Metzim will be Mamshich.
Okay. It sounds similar to the Agadate. I forgot the names of the Amiroim.
But it sounds similar to Nagat in the Gemara, where one was davening and he got his tefillah right away, and the other one, his wife asked him, how come he gets it? So he's Ke'eved Lifnei Kohen and I'm Kesar.
Right.
But over there, it sounds like a mile of Eved Lifnei Kohen, not over here. It seems like, is it similar? And
no, over there, you're talking vis-a-vis what? Malchut, which piece? The beginning piece of... We spoke in the beginning about being an Eved or Melech.
No. Like over here, when Bilam is able to Kivyachol, there's certain things that seems
over
to
be... there. We're talking about tefillah that you're asking for Bereish Shalom. Over here, you're talking about knowing what'll be. This is a tefillah. This is a nevuah. And when the cook asks for something that has nothing to do with the cooking, doesn't get it so quickly. Over here, we're talking specifically about knowing. Over there, the Gemara is talking about being a getting a request from Baruch Shalom. It's very, very different. Let's see us.
Okay. All the malice of Nevuah from the Rambam. All the Rambam lists different things, how a Novi becomes a Novi. All the malice that has to be moved.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist, Abilam?
No, because those milas are when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is misyachet to the person, and it seems, you know, here, on the one hand, there is a mila of being a chacham, of knowing, of understanding. It's not just a klutz. See, Bilam wasn't just a random shikha from the street. In the world of chachma, I think he had to be that, but in the world of kedusha, whatever inyanim on a get to the gavra, Nevuah requires that a Kodesh Baruch Hu won't be misyachid himself with this person. It's a connection to Baruch Hashem that is beyond. And therefore, if you don't have what it takes, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to beat up with you. It's just like the muscle. A person will take a delivery from UPS no matter what the UPS guy looks like, is dressed like, or whatever. Sounds like, how smart he is, how stupid, anything. I mean, he's delivering UPS package. I will only sit down and have a connection to somebody that I want to connect to. So if Nevuah was just sending down information, as far as etc., then yes, it could be anybody. But when you have a Nevuah as a chibur, which is in Klal Yisrael, it's a maila, it's a madrega of the Navi, he's Dovak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There, it requires being a Baal Maila, like he says.
Is it correct to see a general parallel between this and Chachma Yisraelis versus Chachma Umas Olam? That
in the bigger picture, the matter in Chachma Umas Olam, it's all, in fact, the more Chachma you have, the more disconnected you are. If I know how to harness electricity, I'm the master. Electricity no longer has any power over me. And the desire to know and to understand is to be mashlit me and to make me the boss over it. You can use the same mashlit when you have two people. One person has a lot of very good intuitive sense, and he's using it to manipulate the other person. He said, this other person has something I want. I know how to talk to him to get it from him. So that knowledge does not make a chibur adraba. It makes me the only player in town. When I want to be mischabit to the other person from knowing him and understanding him, that's a world of difference. So one person wants to get to know somebody else to be mischabit to him. One person wants to get to know somebody else to be shaylit over him. That's the difference between chachma. The chachma of umas olam, it doesn't give you a relationship to anything or anybody. The Chachma of Yisrael Haskel the Oisi gives a person a kesha, and it's what we're looking for versus what they're looking for. Okay, guten.
I think can I just ask one more thing?
Sure.
I think I remember the Rishiva once saying over from a tzaddik about the fact that Menashe wanted to kill Yeshaya because he said, but Iris Hashem, and then the pasuk says Kilo Yirani, that
right.
When it's unclear, then sometimes you could see more. Yishai versus, is that the same inin as of Bilam versus Moshe?
It's a different knage. You can, when Ria is something that is very, very, very little, so for a person who has clear vision, so he needs a lot of conditions to see. It has to be right lighting, has to be right this, and so on. And only certain times he clearly, a person whose vision is very limited, and all he can see is a shadow, so there are many more times when he could see it. That's the difference. Okay. Chakash v'sameach, kol tov.